No.
My wife was in the backseat with our daughter. We're going back to South Dakota. And then he asked me where we're going. We said Canada. He thought I was kidnapping him. If you're a cop, you're stereotyped as a bad cop or a racist. If you're a good person, you're stereotyped as a criminal or a thug. And it's unfortunate.
I'm certainly with my black friends, but I'm also on the side of law enforcement.
I just hope it doesn't take me losing my life for people to start caring.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada, Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the RP Show. It is Thursday, August the 27th. And this is episode number 306 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. I'm Rod, he's Darren, and there's a little bit of electricity. There's a vibe, because we may be joined by CBC's Devin Haru here on the rollout in moments, or it could be next segment. Reason being, our favorite CBC reporter is in Toronto. He's covering what is breaking news with the Blue Jays. And it's, I don't think it's what you think. They did announce a trade this morning. They've gone after and acquired from the Mariners right-handed pitcher Taiwan Walker, player to be named later, going the other way. Blue Jays enhancing their rotation here in the hopes of a run. But are they going to play tonight because of Black Lives Matter and the protests? We don't know. So I'm just telling you that Devin Haru will be joining us at some point in hour one, and we'll be breaking in at any time. We'd also like to talk a little bit of Stanley Cup playoff hockey, and for that, we'll be joined by former Canucks goalie, Devils goalie, Eddie Lack. Looking forward to that. Clear the track. Here comes Lack from Arizona. Our pro hockey analyst, Jared Dumba, is going to be with us. And my cousin, pro hockey player Logan Pyatt, who I think he's still playing. And last time we ran into him, it was at Earls in Saskatoon. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
We were
that.
Going to the Rattlers game.
That's right.
And he was going to play hockey then. I'm not sure if Logie's still playing or not, but we'll find out when the former Detroit Red Wings draftee and gold medal winning Team Canada World Junior joins us. So look, let's go with the quick six show topics, please, Jordan. Thank you. Breaking news right here. Usurping all the quick six show topics from our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz. He says, breaking just now from Woj, that's the NBA insider of ESPN, NBA players have voted to resume the NBA playoffs. So thank you, because it ties into what our quick six show topics are. And here they are. Number one, I've said it many times, but for our new viewers watching on Game Plus TV and a million plus homes across North America, I loathe when sports and news intersect. I can't do anything about it. It's going to happen. It's happened with the Humble Broncos tragedy. Obviously, it's happening here now. I just don't like it. Sports is supposed to be a happy place. That's why I got into it. That's why I stayed into it. It's not that happy right now, but I'd rather discuss games. And I think you agree.
I completely agree.
Okay, so that's my caveat out there, my disclaimer. Moving on to point two, Wednesday's protests. It is my commentary on Cat Country 98, and we can drop anchor on this and spend a little time, okay?
Sure.
Before we get to the rest of these, because I guess they're not as interesting as this. And I made my rounds today. Are you ready with this, Clark? I was at our newest sponsor. Ring the sponsor bell, Rod. We got a new sponsor, Wheaton Kia. Are you ready? There they are. I took that photo. You see my car right in front?
Whoa.
They're sponsoring John Lynch's segments on Friday. They were talking there about the protest last night. At the gym this morning, Evolution Fitness, they were talking about the protest last night. So thank you again for Wheaton Kia for coming on board. We're attracting lots of new sponsors here, doing new partnerships, and it's great. Life is good here at the RP Show. But we say that we are not just a sports show. We're a morning coffee discussion. Right? So that's what people are talking about.
Yep.
I'm with the National Hockey League on what they did last night. And you can at me if you want. It's our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Did the NHL do the right thing by playing games last night? 60%+ of respondents on Twitter saying, yes, they did. Like, I'm just getting hammered by certain people on Twitter because I tweeted that last night. I support the NHL. I support their right to honor Black Lives Matter in the way that they choose. They've just been getting hammered on by everybody. Well, not everybody. The people that don't like what they did. What's the Facebook results, guys? Or is that, do you have one yet? You got an update? What are they saying? 67% on Facebook saying, yes, the NHL did the right things by playing last night. I'm saying the same thing. Doesn't make me a racist. It doesn't make me insensitive. And I will say this. to the national broadcasters that were on that broadcast last night that are saying your stomach's turning because you're on the air or the NHL shouldn't be playing, then take your headphone out and your mic off and walk off the set if you feel that strongly about it. Otherwise, if you don't, it's just talk. You're not affecting anything by saying that. Oh, I hate being here. By the way, what do you think about the third period? Like, come on. Come off it. And that wasn't the exact quote, but it was along those lines. Do what Kenny Smith did of the NBA on TNT. We all saw it.
Mm-hmm.
He took off his mic and he walked. He said, I'm with the players. But by the way, Shaq and Chuck stayed there. Does that mean they're not with the NBA players? The whole point with what I tweeted last night is it's a free country. We all have the right to choose whom we support, how we support, and how we look at this. And I'm getting hammered on for that. So that's my take on that. It's very evident. I've got many black friends, deep relationships and friendships with them. They know how I feel on this. And LeBron says, we're scared in America. But so are members of the LGBT community. Trust me, I'm very close to them. They're scared. What about other segments of marginalized groups of society, like the 1 in 5 that suffer from mental health issues, like myself? So I'm not saying Black Lives Matter doesn't matter even as much as those, but I think not showing up for work and not playing isn't necessarily going to get the message across. It just feels like we're not getting anywhere. Although there are other evidence that we are making a change. They are making a change. Those that are protesting, I should say that. That a difference is being made because it certainly opened people's eyes. But you're saying the NHL shouldn't have played last night, so let's go down that road. And so people are writing at you saying, so there's not going to be an RP show today then? Or are you saying people shouldn't show up for work?
Right.
So go ahead.
But it's complete.
Oh, hang on. Is Devin ready? Should we go straight to Devin now? Okay, thank you. We've got Devin Aru here from CBC. Just when it was getting good. Our good friend Devin, let's bring him in. Devin, how are you, my friend? How are things in Toronto today?
Listen, I'm exhausted. The coffee is tasting better than ever. Extraordinary. We can't overstate how unprecedented this moment is in professional sport. I'm not sleeping a lot, of course, here in, you know, many in Toronto. I don't have to tell you guys this. Think this is the center of the universe. And let's be frank about the fact that it has been the defending champion Toronto Raptors, who were the first ones to voice and hint at the fact that there was going to be a boycott. So it has been a vicious news cycle. And Darren and Roddy, I know you're facing the heat. I posted yesterday, my Twitter mentions are a complete dumpster fire. It is a challenging time to navigate these very sensitive topics. And here we are. We continue. It's an important conversation. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to shy away from these tough conversations. Stories that need to be told, no doubt.
Fair and true. And I know you. So I don't know where you want to go with this. Like, let's just start with the Blue Jays thing. They were to have had a news conference, or there's one coming up. What are the Blue Jays announcing?
Well, that's about 20 minutes away, so thanks, guys, for being flexible on that. I mean, it's a fluid situation, right? This is ever-changing every second. Ross Atkins, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, is going to hold a Zoom conference call, like I said, 12:30 Eastern. It's expected that he's going to give us some sort of indication of how the team is going to protest as they continue their series just down the road from where I am in Buffalo against Boston tonight. It's probably expected. I expect, Rod, that the team won't take to the field tonight. And that's sort of the sense I'm getting across all leagues today, that today in professional sports, they will not show up. And of course, we're seeing that at NFL training camps as well. We know that the NHL and the players are meeting probably as we're speaking right now about whether or not they're going to be taking to the ice tonight. So a lot of moving parts, trying to get things on the air. The second you go on the air, something is dated. And that's the situation we're in right now. And I should tell you, there's some breaking news as we speak right now that multiple reports saying the NBA will continue with the playoffs. However, that game one tonight between the Raptors and the Celtics will be postponed. So, like I said, just an absolutely wicked time in the sports world as it takes sort of a front seat to all of this right now.
Interesting, because it literally has really nothing to do with COVID other than the time of the year they're playing now because they were forced to. But this is all because of political movements, if you will. Now, here's my take on the NHL. It's the last question I'll have for you. I don't have a problem. As a matter of fact, I supported them playing last night. What are we playing here? Follow the leader? They shouldn't play because the NBA didn't play last night. And if the NBA votes to cancel the playoffs, should the NHL cancel the playoffs? I'm sorry, I can't go along with that. The NHL said, this is how we're honoring it. This is what we're doing. If you don't like it, deal with it. This is our stance. At least as it stands, maybe they'll cancel all the games. Where are you on where the NHL is on this?
I mean, it is follow the leader, isn't it? In fact, I was sort of reflecting on that wicked 24, 48-hour news cycle when everything shut down. It was the NBA who led the way, who didn't play the games on the night of March 11th. And then, of course, everybody followed suit. And here we are again, and everybody's looking at each other, trying to go, where do we go from here? Where do we go next? Look, at the end of the day, there have been some players in the league, Evander Kane, Matt Dumba, these guys coming out and saying they felt left behind by their league last night. And I don't think we should disregard that. These are guys who, in a lot of cases, Rod, were trying to be courageous and probably didn't feel like they had the support they wanted. I think it's also interesting to point out, and this seems obvious to me, maybe not so obvious is out the window these days, and common sense is too. But the reality of it is the NHL left it up to the players. And I know everyone was scrambling in the midst of the chaos between 4 and 8 o'clock last night. But the players, it was up to the players. And they didn't really know how to move forward on all of this. So the power was completely in the players' hands. They decided to play. Did I think that this, they're calling it a moment of reflection. Did I think the moment of reflection was pretty weak? Yes, I thought it was weak. They said they were going to do it before both of the games. They didn't even attempt to do it before the late game. So you mentioned it off the top. Rudy was speaking. A lot of people were speaking. And then they were going right to the X's and O's of the strategy of the game. So I imagine a lot of people are conflicted right now. And is there a right answer? A lot of people are trying to figure that out for themselves. A lot of people have their own truths when it comes to this. You said it. You respect the right for everybody to make their own choice. I think that's where we're at. We have to appreciate that. We have to respect that. And here we are, everybody pointing the finger at the NHL today. We'll see what happens for tonight's two games. But we got a lot of hours before that, and a lot, no doubt, is going to change.
Seems like days away. Listen, Devin, please don't change. I love your tweets when you say good night from Toronto. I love it. Again, keep being you. You're on a stage that you deserve, and don't change a thing.
Appreciate you guys. Cheers to everyone back home. I miss y'all. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Devin Aru, CBC National. Just an awesome guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to hold people's feet to the fire on their comments here, although they'll hold mine to the fire. But Stephen in Prince Albert says, it's not political movements, it's human rights. You're right. I misspoke on that. It is human rights, not a political thing. I was referring a little bit to governance, which goes to law enforcement, but you're more right than me. Katie Fleury said earlier on, she wrote in and said, she's a Golden Knights fan, she wrote in and said, the NBA should scrap all the playoffs. Whoops. Sorry, Brian Westbrook.
You think the NBA should scrap the playoffs, eh? Westbrook, you're out of here.
Sorry, Brian. And then Katie goes on to say, I'll be mad if they don't play tonight. NHL, keep on playing. So that's the point. So the NBA shouldn't play, but the NHL should. This is all personal choice. This is the way the NHL elected to deal with it and honor Black Lives Matter. They're getting lambasted that it wasn't enough. I'll say that again. That goes back to the deal with it. That's the way the NHL felt last night. Maybe it's going to change today. What did you say, Clark? Oh, Russell Westbrook, sorry. Brian Westbrook was the running back, right, for the Eagles?
Yeah.
Anyways, over to you, because okay. we got hijacked.
Devin had a great point. He said it was left up to the NHL players. And you look at the NBA, and it's largely, there's a large population of Black players in the NBA. In the NFL, there's a large portion of Black players. There's a lot of Black players playing Major League Baseball as well. And you can see that they all have this relationship together, right? And support each other. Clearly, if NFL is not, you know, walking away from training camp today, baseball didn't play. We saw what the Brewers did and other teams are going to start doing. You know, basketball decided not to play. They're supporting each other. Did I think the NHL should have played last night? No, I don't. You know, partly to support your professional colleagues and your friends in other leagues, and partly because you have nothing. There wasn't a lot to gain. It wasn't, you weren't making a stance by playing. You were just going about your business. Now, we know that the NHL is mostly made up of white players. There's very few, you know, black NHL players. So maybe they don't have that relationship with the NBA, and they don't have that relationship with football. So they don't feel that close-knit friendship, and they weren't asked maybe by those players, and nobody reached out and said, you guys, can you support us and not play? Like, if you asked me to support you in anything, I would.
Yep.
Right? And if I asked you to support me in something, I'm confident you would, whether you really believed in it or not. And then after I'm feeling better or after you're feeling better, we'd have the discussion of whether you're full of crap or whether we agree or not, right? The NHL probably just didn't feel that connection. And they're going to, you know, support in their own ways. People have asked if we're going to do a show, right? You know, from tweets we put out. And if our black friends asked us to not do a show, maybe we'd have that conversation, but they're not. They're coming on our show, and we're letting them have their views and having the conversations, yeah. And we don't have that same connection to the NBA that, say, the NFL does or baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the one thing, and I will get to a break and come back and probably talk actual sports, but in our morning meeting got a little lively here.
Yeah.
Because you said the NHL shouldn't play.
Right.
And I said, there are a lot of people, Darren, that think you should cut your hair and wear socks. So where are you on that?
Right. I also,
it was something of a rhetorical comment, but the point is everybody's yelling all over each other because you're not doing what I think you should do.
I have a massive problem with that.
What's your right to tell other people how to act?
Yes.
That's kind of where we're at right now, and that's why I think we're not getting anywhere.
And that's the part I really don't like is I'm going to tell you what you should do, and you have to listen. And if and the other thing is when people will write in comments, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on shows, and they'll say, this is what they need to do. And if they don't, then this happens. Like, you and I get to decide the outcome and the consequence for somebody else's actions, right? Like, the entitlement in that statement is completely out to lunch.
Well, if, like, you really have a problem with the way the NHL handled this, don't go to games, don't buy tickets, but I think you will. I'm right. Sorry, we do have to break. Yeah. I want to read a comment here from Jacques Dupuis in Ottawa. He says, sports shouldn't be the solution to the problems we're having today. It's amazing that all the eyes are on sports and the players are being leaders. I don't doubt or criticize LeBron or any of the Raptors or any of them for what they're doing. It's their right, and I support their right to boycott. But what's funny about all this is you go back to the pandemic and the government's saying, it's just sports. It's not that important. Think about that irony for a second.
We're just scratching the surface.
We'll be back. We have a sports update coming up. And on the way, we'll be talking hockey with our hockey friends, Jared Dumba, Logan Pyatt, and Eddie Lack. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores. Plenty more to come. It's the RP Show on this Thursday, Canada's daytime talk show. Sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus TV Network. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lots going on this Thursday, August the 27th. Can you put the comment up at us? Just get the comment ready from Jack Fulton, guys. I do want to do this read for Dark Horse. What day is it today, Darren? I just said Thursday, right?
Yep.
Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the excitement of live-streamed horse races right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Now you have the opportunity to bet on the 161st running of the $1 million Queens Plate taking place September 12th, 2020. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. But because that's been so popular, they've added another promo code. DH Rod, as in Dark Horse Rod. DH Rod. You can, it says you can send your audience here. Okay. So you need to go to darkhorseoffer.ca. Download it. Get your $60 in betting bucks and download the app for free at playdarkhorse.com. And actually, today's a great day because it's Thursday night races at Woodbine on TSN. It'll be on one of the TSN 5 channels.
I'm addicted to that app, man.
I'm just saying, you can do it. And thank you to Dark Horse and Woodbine for partnering us. We love those guys and gals there. Before the sports update, Jack Fulton writing in. Can you put up the comment from Jack? He's watching in Alberta. At times like this, it shouldn't be about how we feel individually. It's about supporting our brothers and sisters who deal with this daily for the last 400 plus years. Darren said it best. Support whether you see it the same or not. Great point. Good opinion. Some of the things that I've been hearing, what they have put up with for hundreds of years is just mind-boggling. And I support their right to boycott. I support the NHL's right to honor the way they see fit, too. You see on the screen, the Prairie Mobile text line is open and ready for business. 306-840-8777. Please write it down. Put it on your coffee table or fridge, 840-8777. SaskTel is your, Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. So to the actual sports, how long do you think we can stay on that before being pulled back? We'll try it.
Yeah, let's go.
Boycotts and postponements spilled into other leagues last night with a trio of Major League Baseball games going unplayed. Games between Milwaukee and Cincinnati, Seattle and San Diego, and the Dodgers and Giants were postponed. The Blue Jays did play last night, beating the Red Sox 9-1 in Buffalo. You're looking at me like you have something to say.
No.
The NHL carried on as scheduled. In Toronto, the Tampa Bay Lightning pummeled the Bruins 7-1 to take a 2-1 lead in their second-round series. The Bruins elected not to play last night.
Yeah, they...
Too soon?
They boycotted without boycotting.
The Colorado Avalanche beat Dallas 6-4 in Edmonton in the bubble to trim their series deficit to 2-1. There was a brief moment of reflection held before puck drop in Toronto. The Vancouver Canucks and Vegas Golden Knights continue their series tonight in the NHL's Western Conference bubble in Edmonton. They're knotted up at a game each after Vancouver won 5-2 on Tuesday. Also today, the Flyers play the New York Islanders in Game 3. That series is tied 1-1. We see Joe Lozito writing in saying he can't wait for the game. It's at 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Eastern. The ATP is pausing the Western and Southern Open in New York today in a stance against racial inequality. They announced last night that they wouldn't play any matches today, but will resume tomorrow. Canada's Milos Raonic advanced to the semis at the tournament last night. PGA's BMW Championship tees off this morning in Illinois, and Canada's Adam Hadwin is among those with an early tee time. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. So we're a little out of order. My phone's going off like crazy. I'm waiting for that notification from the Blue Jays. There is breaking news from Canada's baseball team today. The Blue Jays acquiring right-handed pitcher Taiwan Walker from the Seattle Mariners for a player to be named later. But we don't feel that's the news conference the Blue Jays are having in moments. We had Devin Aru on with us earlier from CBC National. He's either at the news conference or is going to be covering it. They're expecting to hear the Blue Jays' stance on how they're going to honor the Black Lives Matter movement moving forward. So we are in the middle of all of that, the quick six show topics when we got stopped for that. So as I continue to roll here, what people love of this show is the interactive nature of it. So can I read some viewer comments?
Yeah.
Sean Dahl writes in, he says, I was very sad when my Flames lost and I realized I wouldn't see them play again till December. I personally would be sad if I don't see the Raps play again until December. .. And then his message gets cut off from what we see, but I get the point. I think people need to move on from being sad about their sports teams not playing. That's what I think. There is more to life than sports. Not everybody realizes or appreciates that. Trent in Norway. Can you guys throw this up? Norway calling. Sports and social issues seem to be at another interesting meeting point in society, no matter where you live. When it puts the Arizona Coyotes draft woes and other pro sports stories to the side, it's a large impact for everyone. The Blue Jays and NHL kept going. We'll see what develops in the coming days. Stay well, everyone. Interesting point there from Trent on that. And there was a gentleman asking about the Indy 500. Larry Dye says, missed this week's shows. Was the Indy 500 mentioned? Yes, Larry mentioned it Monday. I said, I got to get the racing news in.
Yeah.
So don't miss the shows. It's easy peasy. Where was I? You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Because I've been on Trent Bruner saying the Arizona Coyotes losing their draft picks and the NHL coming down hard on the Coyotes. They're losing a first and a second for sure this year, right?
The first, I think, is next year, right?
They said whoever the GM coming in is will not have a first-round pick plus subsequent picks. Might this be part of the reason John Chyka was jettisoned in Arizona by the Coyotes? I don't know. Still doesn't look good. Wade Redden said it best on this show a couple days ago. You never really know what's going on in an organization or within a locker room. Dressing room in the cases of hockey. You don't. Doesn't look good for John Chyka. But I do believe that we all felt they were on the right track before skidding him.
Clearly. I mean, they won a playoff series this year. The talent is there, getting some marquee star players, some star power. I don't know what life is like in that community because I'm not an Arizona guy and I've not really traveled there or, you know, been. You are more of an Arizona guy than I am. I don't know if they're starting to galvanize that community and the fan base is starting to come on or not. But the team was. That we can see from afar. They're starting. They're there. And I would have loved to see. I'm interested to see where they go because you're right. I'm pretty sure no first-round pick this year. And I believe that was from trades, whether it was Castle, Taylor Hall, one of those deals. And then no first-round pick next year. So it's a tough spot for whoever's coming in. But that roster's in a decent spot. And I think John Chayka's got a lot to do with it.
I think there's only two players left from before he got there. Oliver Ekman-Larsman being one. Can't remember the other. Producer Clark, this is why he's the best producer in the sports talk business. Arizona traded a first-round pick for Taylor Hall. They lose the second-rounder this year, the first-rounder next year. And to top it all off, if they re-sign Taylor Hall, they'll have to give up next year's second-rounder as a condition. Is Taylor Hall worth it? That's a tough one, too. I actually had written in my notes here, the Connor versus Nathan discussion's kind of gone away a little bit when Colorado was down 0-2 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Notice?
Mm-hmm.
Man, people get caught up in the moment.
Yes.
Don't they?
Oh, yeah.
He was outstanding last night. I was not watching much of the game. Although, like I say, there are, I think, three Avalanche fans in this province, and it's three brothers. One of them happens to be dating my daughter, so I get all the Avalanche news. On the weekend, by the way, I was with their dad. We were all together.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. But I said, you know what? When things open up, we should all go as a family to Denver on a sports trip. All the boys, all the girls, all the parents, let's go down there for Avalanche and Broncos, Rockies, whatever works. He's like, if I'm going on a vacation, I'm not taking them. And he pointed at his kids.
I thought he was going to say, if I'm going on a vacation, it's not to Denver, Colorado, you know? It's going to be somewhere warm, but it's, yeah. But I'm not taking them. I don't care.
Isn't that funny?
I'll go to
Denver. That's what he said. I'm like, okay. I think we're going to go to the Florida Keys. I've fallen in love with it even more after watching the series Bloodline on Netflix, which you haven't even started yet.
No.
Jacques in Ottawa says, Arizona's not a hockey town. Been there. The arena is in the suburban no man land. Guess what, Jacques? So is Ottawa's. But when he says Arizona's not a hockey town, or Phoenix, it's not, but Vegas is. I mean, you're really getting me into what my favorite topics are, and we are kind of moving away from the Black Lives Matter movement and players and leagues not playing, and that's also fine. You got to go to Vegas, man, as soon as you can.
Yeah.
They've made it a hockey town, and I don't – well, I know how they did it, but I didn't see it firsthand. But within 3 years of them playing, it just seems like they waved a wand. We're a hockey town. You know yourself, it doesn't work that way. It takes work. It takes branding. It takes marketing. It takes all those things that other leagues aren't doing. But Vegas is doing it right. I saw it quasi firsthand. And then when they flew us down, my brother and I, this winter, and put us up in the team hotel and gave us the splashy tickets and let us hang out at the practice facility, I'm like, this is so first class. And did you? I don't know if you saw the tweet from our friend Matthew Sakaris of TSN 1040.
I did.
He goes, the Golden Knights have faced two massive PR crises in the last couple of days, and they handled them both, what did he say, head on and with professionalism.
Took the questions, did their job.
It was the Fleury-Leonard controversy, and then Jonathan Marc just so went off and was blasting haters on his Instagram account, and he apologized for that. And then the Golden Knights just seemed like they said, you guys are dealing with this.
Yeah.
Jonathan, stand up and face the music. And so Sakaris was saying, it's kind of sad that it's rare when a team does that, that it needs to be pointed out that they did the right thing.
Right. When, like, the PR says, hey, Marcia, so there's this controversy here. You stand in front of the media, take all the questions, own up to it, do what you got to do. And it's an open book. Everybody wants to hide away. Sorry, we have no comment. Or they make a short, contrite statement. You've seen this one a few times. Make a short statement, and that's the only comment we'll be making on the matter further, right? Where there'll be no
if
other
they
comments
make one at all,
on this matter, right?
Yeah.
As in, they'll make the statement and no questions, right? Take what we said, and that's it. And it's not a likable thing to do at all.
Doesn't make you look good.
The best thing you can do is pull back all the layers and clean out the closet, put all the skeletons out into the hallway, and get it over with It sucks, but get it over with. And Vegas is so good at it.
Face your demons.
Yeah.
Face your fears. That's what it comes down to. That's why pro sports is frankly so sick. It's hurting. And I don't know that it'll ever change around. Maybe the pandemic is forcing the reset. That'll all change. I'm not sure, but this is the prevailing attitude. Run and hide and not face the issues. And you're never going to get better that way. You're just going to continue to be sick. And the Vegas Golden Knights dealt with it head on and move forward. And we'll see what happens in the series for them, but it will serve them well as an organization in the years ahead. And by the way, so many people have asked me lately, not only why are you a Golden Knights fan, but why would Vegas fly you down and give you the, it was to say 10 cent tour would be insulting to the Golden Knights because it was the red carpet treatment. And it was basically, they wanted to grow their fan base in Canada, and they saw me as a guy that could deliver their message for them.
Yeah.
And it's working very well. And I've also said that, listen, if I'm going to go to an NHL venue, we here are in the heartland of hockey, right? The Bermuda Triangle. We're right in the middle of Calgary, Edmonton, and Winnipeg. I'm going to jump on a plane and fly to Vegas in shorts where I can walk from the airport to the rink once I get there, as opposed to driving through a blizzard on the prairies. I'm just not going to go to Winnipeg. And we did go to Edmonton, but Vegas is a lot nicer. Just going to put it out there. Prairie Mobile text line is open, as I said, 306-840-8777. Ken in Saskatoon says, one comment on why your show should go on. Yesterday, you had Nick Lewis tell us about his experience being an American of African descent. That was very powerful stuff. Via your show, we all know a little of Nick's life, and he is a reasonable man and has had bad experiences. Ken in Saskatoon. Thank you, Ken. His first sentence still striking with me. One comment on why your show should go on. Is there some suggestion that it won't?
It's the Twitter comments about, you know, is there going to be a show today? If you don't think the NHL should play, should you go to your job? And they're not, I get it. They're just not that relatable. But that, I think that's where it comes from. Or saying, hey, if you feel that way, you know, strongly enough that they shouldn't play, then unplug your headset and leave. Right?
Right. Cool.
But we haven't felt that heat. They, you know, I think that's the biggest thing that we do. And we've done over the last number of months is we've invited, you know, a lot of our black friends on, and they've been able to have an open platform to talk.
Dan in Regina, Prairie Mobile text line, writes in, says, worked on me, Oilers first, Knights second. I'll tell you, the Golden Knights are a pretty cool team to align yourself with. They treat you great. They win.
So
and they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Simon writes in, he says, who do you think the Blue Jays could trade away for some pitchers or other players before the deadline? I like the way the Jays are doing it. Two ways. One, trading with cash, just buying players. It still happens. And two, player to be named later, like what happened today with Taiwan Walker. It's a short enough season. You can do that. You can get away with that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more when we come back. Maybe we'll fire up the viewer takeover early. Today would be the day. If there was ever a day, it would be today.
Yeah, it would.
And on the way, Jared Dumba, our hockey analyst, Logan Pyatt, World Junior gold medalist, and my cousin, and Eddie Lack, NHL alum. It's the RP Show you're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're having fun, and I hope you are, too. Hour one here is on Game Plus TV. We're going to keep the party going in hour two on Facebook Live. Search The Rod Peterson Show. I read a couple comments from viewers here, then I'll check the poll results. Charlie Rowley in Cranbrook, BC says, let's talk about the Canadian Canucks and how Vegas, a winning team, is going to lose tonight. Why don't we talk about the fact that Vegas has more Canadians on the roster than Vancouver? Paul Shanks writes in and says, almost forgot about the RP show. That would screw up my whole day. Ha, ha, ha. Morning, gentlemen. Bring him out. Bring him out. I haven't even talked CFL yet. Are you realizing that?
Yeah.
And I got to put this up. I got to read this, and I need the full comment up, guys, from Glenn Erickson. He's in Alberta watching, and he writes for dubnetwork.ca like I do, the Western Hockey League fan blog website. He says, late to the dance, perhaps, but I think it's crummy that logical, pragmatic questions about these issues today seem to be viewed as insensitive. If emotions take the discussion off the rails, how do we establish solutions? That's way too deep for a prairie farm boy like me. What's he talking about?
I think, now feel free to correct me, Glenn. I think he's getting into, hey, if we can't have discussions about the situation, about, you know, whether it's racism, whether it's police brutality, whatever the issue is, if we can't have the discussions without people going off the deep end or, you know, calling you a racist or completely pinning you to one side or the other, if we can't have a fluid conversation, then what are we doing? The only thing I would say, Glenn, is I think that's coming. I think it's coming. I think right now we're still in this situation of our black friends and the black community just wanting support, period. And then the discussion will happen later. Once, you know, they're feeling a little bit better and we've had some support there, then the real discussions can happen once the smoke clears. But I think the tear gas and all that stuff is still happening right now. And I think we're just kind of trying to just support and protect people, and the discussion will happen later. Some people want to force it now, and that's creating just this, the shouting over top of each other, which is accomplishing zero.
Right.
Zero. It's accomplishing nothing.
Escalated tensions. Just dropping in the shout outs here. Chuck Curtis watching in Pittsburgh. Hi, guys. Great show as always. Chuck is Pittsburgh's foremost CFL aficionado, blogger, if you will, follower. See how I know that we're not getting anywhere?
Yeah.
Katie Fleury writes in, and I do love her, regular viewer of ours. I've never met her, but she's a Golden Knights fan, which makes her cool and smart. She says, but we shouldn't be mixing sports and politics together. Says you. Okay? My opinion's the only one that matters. Period. Done. I can't do it. Can't do it. Poll question. For Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, did the NHL do the right thing by playing games Wednesday night? 65% of Twitter respondents say yes, they did. What is the Facebook poll at, guys? I got to think it's right around the same. More so, 73% on Facebook saying, yeah, the NHL should have played last night. And I don't really know where to go from here, other than if you have any points, I'll get to the rest. Because we got stopped on point two of the Quick Six show topics.
I know. Let's go.
Okay. Moving on. Sure. Especially with our CFL folks that are chiming in and watching. The Jeff the Stamps fan writing, Chuck from Pittsburgh, CFL guys. The Stamps fan says, it's not coming, though, dupes. There are too many forces driving the polarization, like certain media and politicians. And I love what you said, Jeff, because I just met with the government yesterday, and it just dawned on me that I didn't give that update. So many people said to me, did you dress up? Because when I went and met with the government, the very first time I ever did, lobbying on behalf of the mental health and substance abuse community, I went straight from rider practice, and I was wearing shorts, Reebok shoes, and a rider pullover, and I just got lambasted. Not by the government, but by people that saying, do you not understand there's a dress code to go meet with the government? Did you know that, Jared? You've met with the government? No? I didn't know that. So I felt kind of bad. I also got lambasted for wearing shorts and a bunny hug to interview Wally Buono. People saying, you met with the GOAT of coaching and the CFL and you didn't dress up. Wally was in a suit. Which, incidentally, Wally said to me, I wish I was dressed like you. Wally was cool with it. But yesterday we go to the government, the ledge, and then one of the guys that I was going with, he shows up in shorts and sandals. I'm like, you're not dressed well enough from what I understand. I was wearing a Golden Knights golf shirt, golf pants, full length, and golf, not golf shoes, Under Armour runners. I go in there, and the government guy's wearing a golf shirt. And the one former cabinet minister that went with us, she was on our team, she said, there's no dress code or law that you have to dress up to go meet with government officials. Just so you all know, it's not to say that it's not right. There's no law yet.
So they put the suit on just to be on TV and then it's off.
It is.
And they got the golf shirt and polo underneath.
It is summer. It is summer. Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, says dress for success always. Hey, I agree. But I would say it was a successful meeting. And as they say, I'll never forget on the bus one time. Jared loves these hockey stories. We went from, you could take a tie off, by the way. So the coach stood up, Huntsy, at the front of the bus. He's like, guys, for the meal, business casual. And you hear the buzz come from the back of the bus. What's business casual? What's business? Roddy, stand up. So I stood up and had to do a twirl at the front of the bus. It was kind of Embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a good thing. It's basically a suit and shirt without a tie. It was summer. It was hot. It was 30 degrees. I wore a golf shirt yesterday, and it worked. Oh, so in that meeting with the government, the media's not helping things. Not like you all didn't know that. I'm just going to, and I'm talking about pandemic coverage. I'm not going to go into any specifics of what was discussed in that meeting, but the media, where are you on the media? Like I'm talking about coverage of racial issues, government issues, sports issues.
I love this. Being able to, you're getting the real reactions, thinking on the fly,
yeah.
And you get an idea of how we evaluate situations. We look at both sides. We have this 360 degree view, you know, of the issues. It's hard for people to kind of understand sometimes. Can look one way and the other. The media is doing their job. I mean, they've got to report things that are out there. Both sides. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. They're also in this crazy era where, you know, Twitter and social media and short consumable content, you have to do what you can to make sure people are still watching. You want to do honorable news coverage. I'm not saying you should do dishonorable, but you want to do this great news coverage. But if nobody's watching it, there's no value. So you have to make sure you're still having eyeballs on. So they're doing headlines and those types of buzzwords and things that are clickbait, right? And it's not great, but it's getting views, and then they can talk about the news. But at the same time, I get it from their side because, oh, if they just weren't driving this every day, we could do our job so much easier, and then this would go away faster, and we could help people.
Yeah.
But they keep talking about it, and then we keep getting pushed back, and it makes it harder to do your job.
We're going to break and come back with more viewer takeover, and that includes a comment from Mika Awe, CFL linebacker who's hanging his hat in Texas here during the pandemic, probably plotting his next move. Mika's got a take that we'll get to when we come back. And Tom is watching in Phoenix. He asked what the text line number is. Write it down, Tom. It is 306-840-8777. And we'll flash it on the screen when we come back, too. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. I love what's happening with this show. It is growing, and that's a good thing. That is better than shrinking. That's what I know, Darren. There's your life lesson today.
That is good.
Tom in Phoenix writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-877. Tom in Phoenix says, hi, Rod. Tom Lutze from Phoenix, Arizona. Love listening to your program, and you're pretty much spot on when it comes to the CFL. You're the voice of reason, and you know the politics that goes behind the scenes. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Tom. And I might add, I like seeing your comments as well that I do on social media. I was telling the guys here before the show or somewhere this morning because I've been all over. It was nice to get a little backup from Gary Lawless in what I see happening in the Canadian Football League, because for the really, well, Dunks, similar to me, but I'm like way out on the end of that limb. It's nice to have some backup. I don't need it. I know what I'm saying is right. I know what my sources are, because I know there's a lot of people that are trying to discredit what I'm saying, discredit me personally, when I know the truth.
Right.
And I'm reporting the truth, and a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. Chuck Curti in Pittsburgh says, I agree, Colin. Not sure who he's... Is he calling me Colin Cowherd? No, he's referring to Colin in Ottawa. I know, I'm joking. He says, I found CFL fans to be incredibly welcoming to me, an American. Mika Alway watching. Well, what else does he say there? And though they all have rooting interests, at the end of the day, it's about supporting the league as a whole. You can have good-natured trash talk, but at the end of the game, you shake hands, hug, and move on. Wouldn't that be nice, Chuck? The good-natured trash talk that I engage in has me almost shanked and put in a dumpster. Not everybody gets the trash talk, the good-natured trash talk.
That... I know we don't have enough time.
What?
There's not enough time. Suzuki and Carter Hart, we patted them on the head.
Right.
Right? And then they patted Suzuki on the head after they won the series, and I said, that's not okay. But it was okay that he patted Carter Hart on the head. People couldn't get their mind. No, an eye for an eye, right? I'm like, no. In hockey, it's tradition. When the series is over, you shake hands. You'd never rub it in once you've won the series.
No, you don't rub it in.
In the middle of a series, that's just bad blood tension. At the end of the series, it's all about respect.
Dion Langevin, one of our viewers, says, any word about the Jays game tonight? We had Devin Aru on from CBC in the very first segment, awaiting word from the Blue Jays. There's clearly no word, or our notifications would have been going off like crazy. So as it stands, Jays Red Sox will meet at Salem Field in Buffalo tonight, but no word yet. So Mika Alway, as I said, watching in Texas, he's a friend of the program. He says, where I see the problem is not where your opinion lies, but rather people with those opinions who have five or less black friends or vice versa, five or less white friends or five or less LGBTQ friends. Perspective is powerful. I love everyone by default because I grew up in an extremely diverse area in Texas. My background brews life. So I'm letting Mika say his piece there, and we'll continue this on into hour two. I just feel that we aren't getting too far. That's the sense that I get, because everybody, as we said earlier, is shouting over top of each other. trying to be heard and telling everybody else how to act. I can tell you that that's not a recipe for success. People don't like to be told what to do. But listen, this is the end. This is Hour 1 on Game Plus. Come join us on Facebook Live. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here for Football Friday on Game Plus TV. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, this crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.